move to our next item, which is going to be enforcement report.
Yeah, you're not rid of me yet.
So.
It's my other hat.
Go ahead. You want to say that? I just want to know first that Board Member Young left at the lunch break, just for the record. Okay, now.
Something you said.
That was something I said.
Must be lunch.
Yeah. Okay, item 19 is the enforcement report. This is just an informational item, and we offer the opportunity, as always with informational items, for board members to ask questions. Taya Tryon, did I mention she's a new section manager? I just want to be clear about it. Thank you. Taya is also the enforcement coordinator, another hat she wears, and is here today to answer questions on the staff report. The staff report summarizes recent actions taken by the enforcement team from August 1st through November 30th of 2016. I'm also going to take a moment here to speak about a couple of, one is a settlement, one is signing of a penalty. On Monday of this week, I wanted to call your attention to a couple of issues that we resolved with respect to enforcement. The city of Paso Robles settled a mandatory minimum penalty for $495,000, of which $255,000 will go to the Bay Foundation into the Groundwater Assessment and Protection Program, or GAP program, that we've talked about earlier in the meeting, with the idea that this money will be targeted at assisting SGMA-related projects, likely within the Paso Robles groundwater basin in San Luis Obispo County. The remaining $240,000 will go to the State Water Board's cleanup and abatement account. And we talked about the process by which the dollar values get split in half. Okay. And this, just as a reminder, there is a $300,000 settlement delegation cap for the executive officer. The board has delegated authority for me to settle things up to $300,000. That does not apply when it's a mandatory minimum penalty, as is the case here. I also signed a settlement for a non-enrollment in irrigated lands general order. The value of that settlement was $35,340, of which half, or $17,670, will go to the Bay Foundation into the GAP program, and the remainder, same amount, will go to the cleanup and abatement account at the State Water Board. And with that, I'll turn it over to Taya.
There was two more.
Well, there's actually that. I mentioned the settlement associated with the irrigated lands. There were actually three others that were done earlier in 2016. This is the last of a slug of four, you know, focusing on trying to get ranches that aren't currently enrolled to enroll in the irrigated lands to create a level playing field. You know, everybody should be competing under the same rules. So there were a total of four. This is the fourth of those. And periodically, the enforcement team will go out and search and you know, evaluate if there are entities that are not complying with regulation. Okay, now I'll hand it over to Taya to answer questions.
Well, mainly here just to answer questions. The irrigated lands settlement that John just spoke about is not reflected in this enforcement report, but the other three are. And other than that, besides the Paso one, you can see just from the list how much the penalty was, how much went to GAP. And then it has a list of the expedited payment letters and some notices of noncompliance for the stormwater program, for industrial stormwater program, and then some notices of violations. So if you have any questions about any particular one, I can try to answer those.
Mayor Delgado. Yes, thank you. The failure to enroll, are those per acre?
No. What that is so we go through the enforcement policy, which has the development of very different different factors and how we come up with the penalty. Whether it's a small, medium, or large kind of plays into it, but it's not the bulk. It's mainly the fact that they did not enroll and how many days they didn't enroll and the consequences behind that.
Okay. Is it true that these penalties imposed are more than the dischargers would have otherwise paid to be part of individual monitoring or be part of the cooperative?
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that part of the rationale of the amount is to...
It's a deterrent. The penalty has to be a deterrent to make sure that people enroll in the ag order and not just...
save money by paying the fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to take into account money that they may have saved by not complying.
Okay. So that's similar to other ACLs that we've, as a board, been involved with. All right. Thank you very much.
Looking at my left, any question? My right? All right. I'm good, too. So great job. Thank you, and congrats again on your promotion. Well-deserved.